This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So say for instance, so Leicester gets promoted tonight, don't they?
If Leeds don't win, yeah, don't I think win. So.
Yeah. So they get promoted tonight, for instance, possibly. And then it's going to be between Leeds, Ipswich, Southampton, West Brom, Norwich, or maybe, and Hull as well, maybe. Say, for instance, say Hull goes up, right? Just for this argument, Hull goes up, Ipswich gets second place, they go up, and then Hull makes it in the playoff and goes up. You'll then have Leeds, Southampton on the money. And also, is there another one in there with parachute payments? And then you'll have, three come down with parachute payments? Mm-hmm. There's a couple in there with second ones, isn't there?
Well, Leicester, Southampton and Ipswich will have parachute payments. If you'll lose it, Leicester, because they're going to go up. If Southampton and Leeds both don't make it, they'll have another year of parachute payments. Then you'll have Then you'll have the three teams coming down. I also think you can't take care of the fact that Portsmouth and Derby, who are coming up from League One, are big clubs that make decent money on a match day. They've got decent fan bases, so it's they're going to have quite a bit of money as well, depending on who the third team from League One is. If it's a Peterborough, maybe they're not as financially well off as say, you know, Bolton, perhaps, who are in with a chance of getting promoted. So I think that the money in the Championship, again, is going to get harder. I do think, that if Hull don't make it this year, they're in big trouble because they've spent a lot of money on trying to get to the Premier League. And if they don't do it, they're in trouble. West Brom, even though they've got new owners, I don't think they can afford to stay in the Championship for too much longer. Norwich, I know for a fact, obviously a good friend of mine is a Norwich supporter. He is under no illusions. If they don't make it through the playoffs this year, they have to sell players because they've got a big loan that on their books that they have to deal with. So there'll be clubs on either side of it. There'll be money coming into the league, but there'll also be clubs thinking, Christ, we've got to have to do something to stay alive.
There's going to be a few teams with some big money. And also a lot of these clubs that are in there now have bigger stadiums than us. So, yeah, Mark, the reason that the adverts is that there's various things being tested. So because we don't sit there and on the shows going, throw your money in the chat and all that lot. And obviously, any revenue we do make through adverts and stuff, through these and through the podcast, gets refunded, gets reinvested into the show to be able to do other things, better content, videos, make videos up and editing and sounds and pay for that sort of stuff. So that's it. But don't worry, next week it'll be different. We're just trying to see where the balance is with different advertising options. But if it becomes a massive pain, then it'll be changed. But yeah, it's so that we can then analyze it afterwards. And don't worry, YouTube don't pay that well either, so don't panic. So I'd rather pull the ads if need be. But again, if there is someone who wants to sponsor the show, who has a company and wants to sponsor the show and get in touch, and then we can pull the adverts completely. So just have a conversation, get in touch. So yeah.
I think, again, Millwall know we know kind of the score. We know that we're going to be outbid perhaps in the transfer market, and it's going to be difficult to get players over the line. It's all hush hush. Stephen looking like I need a new pool table out of this. I wish, mate. I wish. We know our place in the division. We know, you know, that we're not going to be one of the big spenders, but you can make up for that with other, make the den a fortress, you know, get the right type of player in. But it's going to be a big summer. I think there'll be a lot of clubs this summer. Transfer window will be very, very interesting, to say the least, because there's going to be some surprises in the Championship next year. I don't think you're going to continuously get Burnley, Sheffield United and Luton, whilst they're going to come down and might have the parachute payments. I don't think Luton will be the force that they are or were. I don't think that they're not going to attract loads of big players. Can Burnley and Sheffield United still go along the route that they did, especially if Southampton stay down or Leeds stay down and clubs like that? So it'd be interesting this summer. There was a comment in our group chat about...
See, that's a cracking point, by the way, there. Asia, the Asian League, like, you know, Japan and stuff like that, are some of their players are proper, proper fit.
I mean, all you've got to do is look at some of the players that have come over to this country. Matoma at Brighton. Who's the guy who's at Coventry? Sakamoto. There's a guy playing for Celtic who come over from the Japanese league, scoring a load of goals, admittedly in Scotland. But there's players to be had in those leagues. The problem is that do Millwall send scouts out to the Japanese league? Because I can assure you, they don't. They really don't. There's no way that kind of stuff's going to happen. So we have to think outside the box.
Just one thing, this will never happen. There will never be super chats. We can put super chats on, but the super chats will never be on. And the reason they won't be on is that a while back, a couple of people basically, we didn't even know they were on, and started putting money in the super chat. And we were like, wow, thank you very much. It's all going to charity. Anyway, at the end of the night, we're sitting there, me and Stephen are having a chat, and I said, oh, I'll have a look and see what's what. As you click on it to see what's what, YouTube instantly sends you a message which says, thank you very much for all your super chats. We take 30%. Straight off the bat, with no question, no thingy. And that's just, you know, if you're giving money in, we put it all to charity. But if you're giving money to people to say, oh, yeah, we enjoy this, here, here's money. What the fuck am I giving? Well, you know, why are you giving 30% to YouTube? It's madness. But yeah. Sorry.
What he's saying is that we don't want your money, basically, like that.
No, it's not that we don't. Listen, it costs to do stuff, and we need to put different things, and we need to make things better. I'm not saying it don't cost. You know, it costs us to agree, and obviously the small bit what we make gets reinvested in and stuff, and does things with it. It's not as if, you know, we're going to the Ritz with it. We're not doing that. We reinvest. We buy different software. We, you know, mics and stuff like that to make them think. But no, Tony, if you want to sponsor the show, get in touch with me. Drop me an email, mickey@thatmillpodcast.co.uk, and we can have a conversation. We get a lot of eyes on the channel, and we look at, you know, there'll be branding. We're not looking at branding at the beginning and stuff like that. There'll be, you know, proper bits, like with these... where I've got there, where you've got obviously the show branded at the bottom, your stuff be in the comments. We'll put stuff across socials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not massive and massive amounts. You know, we're not talking it's going to cost you 30 grand or something, mate. It's very reasonable. You know, it's not a lot of money per show, depending which one you want to do. In fact, so much so that I've given one of the shows next season, one of the lives, will be purely to the Wind Trust, which will be our chosen charity going forward now. So the Wind Trust will be advertised on one of the shows, and that's basically yeah, so, you know, it isn't all about money, money, money. But again, if you want to promote your stuff to people, then yeah, Tony, it'll be a bit hard for you based in New Zealand, unless you're a delivery, you know, an online business or something. Well, it sells over this way, but yeah.
Long distance Uber driver.
Thanks, Joe. Joe's doing us an article. Actually, Joe, I think I've got your number, but it'd be good if you can drop me an email with your number, because there's someone taking over the website for us next year, which is really exciting. And it'll be good to have you get you put in the writing group. And again, if there are anyone up and coming who write or likes writing, then again, get in touch and we'll put you into the writing group with the new website editor.
Just to clarify that on that Dan comment there, Dan, Mickey hasn't got a new garden shed. He does want a new garden shed, but that's not what he's looking for a sponsor for. So we'll move on from that. There was another comment there, John. Scouting is a shambles. Rowett picked out Zian. Club needs to get savvy with links and networks to create scouting links. I couldn't agree. Honestly, I couldn't agree more. The scouting does need to be, and it does work. You can go to other countries to be able to find these players. But we barely send our scouts to places in London, let alone going abroad. You know, it's something that needs to be looked at. And I've often said this, and I know, you know, this might come across as a little bit of a piss take, but I'd go and scout. If people wanted to send me to somewhere to go and do some scouting, I'd go and do it. I'm sure there's people that would be able to go and do that. I know you're giving me a funny look there.
Is that Dom Jolly behind you?
No, but what I'm
saying, they don't even scout ex-players, mate. I know of ex-players, good ex-players, what have offered scouting advice to them for nothing, and they won't do it. Brian King's offered.
I know.
And given them a list of players, and they don't, you know, they've turned it down.
I know, I'm well aware of that, but there must be people that they know. There must be people that have that are able to go out and scout, because it's just we're missing a trick. We're absolutely missing a trick.
Yeah, we'll leave that one there, shall we? I know why they got pulled. That was down to me. You need to transfer in that Michael Van Gerwen lookalike from Lions TV. That's their main sponsor, isn't it? That's their the fella with the thing. He's a nice bloke, actually, to be fair. They can't even get a decent beer at the Den, let alone a scout, exactly that. Do you know what? If you're ever bored, right, and you want to laugh, I think a lot of them have been taken down now, but a good thing was always go on TripAdvisor and look at Millwall on TripAdvisor. It used to be really good banter. And I looked on something, and there's something on there from about 6 years ago. There's a comment on there from 6 years ago what basically said, your beer is shit. When are you going to actually get a half-decent beer in this place? And with that comment there, it's just like, yeah, no, made me feel you, mate. So, yeah. Has anyone ever met a Millwall scout? I've never have at non-league games. Club don't even track released academy players once they're out. That's it. Very naive. Don't need scouts. They've got Football Manager.
Says it all, though, doesn't it? It's a joke, and I know it's a joke, but it says it all, because that is, you know, when is the club shop sale? It's on at the moment, mate. If you go in there now, they had a couple of shirts. The last time I was there, they had a couple of shirts up with printing on the back of them, and they're dirt cheap. The orange, the fur kit, anyway.
You can go on our website.
Do you want to get a deal?
And there's some links. No, there's some links to Fanetics, because they wanted to be a partner. So yeah, there's links on there. If you buy through there, then they pay us. So yeah, not a lot, but yeah, it's cheap. It's about really? 20 quid a shirt, I think, at the minute, or 15 quid a shirt. Yeah, about 20 quid. Yeah, on our website. Yeah, click. It's about 20 quid, 25 quid, I think. So yeah.
Tomorrow, the club shop will be down dirt cheeks, this last home game. They'll just try and get rid of it. Although Fanatics might have a slightly different opinion on it. Last year, you know when they used to have the other shop around the back? It's never open anymore. But they used to have, that used to be just one big jumble sale of just all odds and sods sizes and shirts and hoodies and whatnot. So I reckon something similar will happen tomorrow, just to try and get rid of some stock.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know they've got They've gone back up. They're 33 quid now, the home shirts are. They've gone from 50, but they're 33.25 on the link. But there is only small, medium, or 3XL left by all accounts.
That doesn't surprise me. They don't do enough today, but we've already spoke about that plenty of times.
No, but yeah, there's a comment there
from Rob. Can you Rob see? Quinn. We got that one. We have no quality. We don't use the youth. We can't attract decent sponsors. Never have. Adult Millwall fans don't wear shirts, so that's no income stream. Use the youth wisely. That's an interesting comment because I have this year's away shirt, the white shirt. My six-a-side team play in white, so it made sense for me to get that. That's the shirt that I use. I wouldn't wear it out. I wouldn't wear it to games, but I have a use for it to play football. But you're right. You go to games nowadays and you just don't see that many people in the shirts. We never have. We never will. And that's probably why. Like, would you, if you had a reasonably sized company, would you want to sponsor someone where you know that they don't sell many shirts? You wouldn't.
See, this is the question. And also because of the, so for instance, say like you get a betting company in, that betting company wouldn't be, and more people would be able to buy kids' shirts than adult shirts.
Oh,
and you wouldn't be able to have the betting company on the kids' shirt. Dan Riggs says, can anyone see Hutch going to Gillingham? Got a feeling. And then Rob Lacey says, Brian Webster works for Wall Talk. Surely you can give him a heads up on tier 5 players.
Well, that's a prime example. Alan Dunn is a coach at Bromley, assistant manager, whatever he is. Now, we might have mentioned this on the show. When myself and Omar went up to Blackburn and obviously met Ben, we actually met Alan Dunn on the at the services because they were playing away, we were going away. And he still keeps track on Millwall. He was talking about Harris being in charge and he was saying, you know, talking about a couple of players. So he clearly has an interest in Millwall still. You must think that someone at the club would give him a call and go, you know, any decent up and coming players that we could potentially sign. They're on our doorstep, but we never seem to do that. It just doesn't seem to be a thing that we ever have any interest in. Byron Webster, someone who clearly still has time for Millwall. When we went to that night at the Den, he said, didn't he, that his boy is a Millwall fan. So he still has an interest in the club, but they just don't use those links very well.
No. And also, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why we haven't got a shop at Bluewater or somewhere to tap into, you know, the Kent Wall, because most of the Wall live out this way.
I can tell you why they ain't got a shop at Bluewater. I can tell you why.
It's too much money.
Mega expensive to have even the smallest unit at Bluewater. Prices is a joke. That's why they won't do one there. But even at Bromley, they don't have stuff like that.
Go to that. That would never. I mean, Mark had a good point there. You know, the club should be sponsored by the club. That would never happen.
Price. No.
Hell will freeze over sooner.
It would be nice.
I tell you, I went on holiday, as you know, I went on holiday to Turkey, and the only shirts I saw at Turkey were some fella who must have packed nothing but West Ham kit. Like, literally, the fucker was wearing West Ham shirts most of the week, different home away, second away, third away, fucking his auntie's fucking away, all of them. Then he had polo shirts, then he had shorts, then he had tailored shorts with West Ham and polo shirts with West Ham. Everything he had was West Ham, and then there was a couple of Leeds. There was a couple of Leeds fans there, but other than that, that was it. My boy and my girl were wearing West Ham shirts, which was getting brilliant looks because the West Ham fella was a skinny piece of shit, and he just screamed up, but never actually had the balls to say anything. I never wore a shirt.
You just said your son and daughter were wearing West Ham shirts.
No, my son and daughter wearing Millwall shirts. There is a guy there.
I was going to say, no. The way that sounded like that from West Ham. I was like, mate, get that down, edit that out.
No, that wouldn't be happening. But yeah, but it's the same. You don't see. You know, the problem is that they don't seem to to encourage the shirts on kids nowadays, do they? That's, you know, that's it. They we don't.
I do also think, push
it. And also there ain't many counterfeit. There ain't many counterfeit Millwall shirts, I suppose, is there?
No, and I do also think, and it's the same every season. We've had it with the England shirts, and I'm sure that's going to come up again. The price of them, the price of football shirts are so expensive. There you go. See?
I'll go back.
You've added your kids now. You've added your kids now.
I don't know where in Millwall, but yeah.
Someone clip it before he gets the chance to edit it.
I'm going to have to be.
Oh dear, but yeah, again, the shirts is another thing. That's something for the that's another thing for the club to look at. But it's certainly.
Can I just clear up? If I did, it isn't meant nowhere in Millwall in these countries were in West Ham, and he never said anything back. It wasn't West Ham. Fuck those wires, and if I said it, but no, yeah, they were in the black one. So yeah, and the red one. But yeah, no, I didn't. I'm going to have to go back to that in a minute and look at it now. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Fucking hell.
You hear a lot of this now, don't you? You see these kind of things that come up with, you know, people passing away, players. It just, obviously it's part of life, but it just seems you seem to hear it more and more now, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. And also they're expensive. I mean, even now, I mean, 50, 60 quid for a kid's shirt.
The thing is as well with some kids, and it's not, it depends on the age range. If you get to like 14, 13, 14, it's a bit different. But if you're in the, you see kids in the age bracket, say 6 to 10, they don't just want the they don't just want the shirt. They want the shorts, the socks. So it does become very, very expensive.
Thanks, Rosalind. Yeah, you're banned.
Oh, Mickey, I'm sure I see you down Laysdown with an I Love Billy Bond's T-shirt last year. Oh, dear. Listen, mate, they've all it is, and guys in the comments, agree, yes or no to this for me, they've just missed you, mate. They've missed having you on the show. You're back on now, and they're just showing you the love by some gentle
fans. I can take it, mate. There ain't many fucking, mate, fucking hell. Mill through and through. Mill, Mickey's a plant. Do you know what? I remember, have you heard the story about this? It's not that, but he's having it now with what was said here. But have you heard the story about that? No. You know, during the regen battle, obviously, before Bobby, you and a fucking, oh, you're right. Mill is a Mill nutter. Yeah, walnutter. Okay. Well, during the regen, and then before there, obviously, when I was, and then I was found on the board, and obviously the MSC and whatnot, where it ended up, I ended up shutting it down to a degree and it got rebuilt. But while that was going on, there was a certain, obviously there's certain people around the current or the old MSC lot and the Lions Live lot and all that lot, what really didn't like me. And there was a guy on Facebook who then started a rumour that I was a Chelsea season ticket holder and a Chelsea fan. And it was like, mate, it was funny. Because the poor fucker really didn't know what he was getting himself into. The amount of people I've never met in my life were like sending me links and having it for him and having a go at him and all this sort of stuff. My neighbour, mate, was digging him out on Facebook. My neighbour's like, you know, the mild-mannered young kid, mate. Do you know what I mean? He was about 18, 19, I think, at the time. And he was digging him out. Everyone was digging him out. It was funny, mate. There was pictures of me and there was allegedly pictures of me they were posting of me like with a Photoshop Chelsea shirt on and all sorts. It was funny, mate. But yeah, no. I'm definitely not West Ham, mate. Avram Grant, Avram Grant, Millwall legend. I was speaking about that with someone the other day, actually. It was part of the people who did that. And listening to the story, it never nearly didn't happen. And the pilot basically pretended that he couldn't hear air traffic control And when he was questioned afterwards what had happened, and he went, basically, I'd rather pretend I couldn't hear air traffic control than have 200 Millwall fans come looking for me. Because it was literally last chance with that. So I wasn't involved in it. So it was literally one last chance. So the aeroplane, there was rumour that the police had found out what was going on, and the air traffic control and the aviation authority had found out what was going on. So the pilot basically took off, and he was basically circling, and the old Bill had sussed it, seen it in the air, and they were like, right, we've got to get this out. This can't come over the stadium. It's going to cause chaos. And he literally was, you know, through whatever it was, through, you know, radio signal, whatever, couldn't hear the air traffic control, we're saying. And it just so happened that while he was coming in, West Ham scored, so it was equal. So West Ham weren't going down. It was equal. West Ham weren't going down. They were safe. And literally, he just started coming over the stadium as Wigan scored. And that's why, if you watch the commentary was obviously, Wigan score. And then the commentator looks up and says, what's that above the stadium in the sky? Oh, it's Avon Grant, Millwall legend, you know. And and that's where it was. But it nearly didn't happen. I'm trying to get the people who've done it to possibly come on. They won't be on video, but to come on and talk about, you know, what actually went into all of that. It was funny as fuck, mate. So yeah, I wasn't involved in it, but I know a few of them were. But yeah, fucking hats off to you, hats off to, you know, the man who fought with it, and you know, those of you who got involved in it. And again, with, you know, with Hoff, it was done. But yeah, you'll never pull something off like that again, ever, in a million years. It was just perfect timing by all means. So, yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, Hoff.
Air Force.
Now, we all know you're one of us, Mickey, but could you just strip your top off to check any tattoos, or if you're mic'd up back start of a mob?
You said it.
I can see it, yeah. It's not coming in through clear what it says, though. Oh, Bermondsey.
It says Bermondsey. And then up there is, no one likes us, we don't care. And there's a fucking great big line on my calf as well. So, Daily Mill. There you go. Look, Daily Mill. Chipped in £30 for that. Well done.
We've been going for about an hour and 15 minutes. Shall we talk about
bollocks?
Should we talk about the game tomorrow? There's a couple of people that are asking questions about it earlier. So, as Mickey alluded to earlier, they're not going to drop it, mate. You got to get some proof, I'll tell you. Plymouth Argyle visit the Den, the last team to come to the Den. Tomorrow, last home game of the season. It'd be good. Most of us from the pod will actually be there tomorrow, so it'd be good if you see us, come and say hello. Can we get in the chat to start with your predicted lineups? I want to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Try and keep it if we can. Don't go with what you want. Go with what you think Harris will do, because I think there'll be a lot of people that will say, play the youngsters, give Bart a go, give Hutchinson a go. Unless you honestly think that Harris is going to you know, change the team dramatically. If we can get the your team predictions, not a score just yet, we'll come to that. Mickey, I am going to go all out on a whim and I'm going to say I don't think Neil Harris is going to want to lose the game tomorrow, so I can't see him making many changes. There's no way at this point of the season, the fact that we didn't lose to Leicester or West Brom, which were the two teams that you'd have said that we might have lost to at the Den, there's no way Harris is going to want to lose that unbeaten record at the Den, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think he will. And also, we've beaten them the last four times we met them as well, haven't we?
So, yeah, we've I can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it either. I think he will go all out. I think he'll be strong. I think you'll probably see Nesbitt. You might even see Bradshaw up front. Nesbitt, Bradshaw for half a game up front and then maybe come in with SC. Is Amaku, is Amaku fit now?
Yeah, they're all fit. But do you really think he's going to change it, though? And not go with the tried and tested to get him that win or at least a point.
Oh, there you go. Look, Dan Riggs is coming. Sarkic, Tango, Coops, Lenny, Danny, Savs, Billy, Cuffy, Zane, Zian even, I'll be fatty. and Bradshaw.
I'm not sure. I can honestly see the only what I would say, I think you might see SA. Potentially get a start. I don't think George Honeyman was. I think he was awful last week at Sunderland. In all honesty, he's been good throughout the season, but he was terrible. I would say maybe SA to come in and give him a chance out wide. But I'm not so sure if he will. Chris Brown, a small part of my brain wants Plymouth to win because I really want Birmingham relegated. I'll wait for your away comment.
I'll be honest with you. I think you're all, mate. I think you're right. I think you're probably right to agree. I would, sorry for the noise there, if it was any. I would say that is probably true enough. I would like that. But on the same level, I wouldn't want us to lose, if that makes sense. If a draw will put them through, then yes, go for it. So what do they need? Well, they're out of the relegation, really. If they get a draw, that'll put them on 49 points. And then if Birmingham loses tomorrow, then the chances are they're not. If we have a one all, no, well, no, we're going to need a 5-all draw tomorrow because, all right. They're there. So if we get a draw tomorrow, that'll put Plymouth Argyle on 49 with one game left. And if Birmingham lose tomorrow, then they can only finish on 49 and Plymouth will already be there with a goal difference in their favour. So, yeah, and then Huddersfield's out. Who do you want on the bottom, though?
I'll be honest with you.
I want
Huddersfield and Birmingham to go. I want both of them to go. Huddersfield play Birmingham tomorrow, and that's the biggest game of the Championship season by far. Second to last game of the season, and two teams in the around the relegation zone playing each other. That is absolutely huge. There was a comment, I would like to see Blackburn go potentially with Birmingham, if possible. But I think there's too much that's got to happen for that. So Birmingham and Huddersfield both to go. I think whoever loses tomorrow out of them will definitely go. I know it's an obvious statement, but I think they'll go into that last game because with their heads down. But again, I've said this plenty of times. I've got no issues with Gary Rowett whatsoever. Quite a nice bloke. Did a good job for us. Couldn't get us over the line.
And he did say come on the show once the legalities have ended, which could be sooner than later. I will chase him up on that one.
Absolutely. However, I would very much like to see Birmingham get relegated. So sorry, Gary, but nothing personal. But after what they did with Eustace and getting Rooney in, and they did it before, obviously with Rowett to Zola, their own, you know, Tom Brady, they're talking about having this £1 billion stadium and it's all singing and dancing and fantastic. It's going to be the best thing ever. And if they end up in League One, that would be absolutely, that'd be absolutely fantastic for me. I wouldn't like to be, let's face it, imagine if we were doing this show and we were facing that fixture. it'd be horrible. It would be absolutely horrible. So, you know, hopefully Huddersfield can do the business tomorrow. And I think Birmingham have to play Norwich on the last day, which won't be easy at all. But taking it back to us, what do you think the score is going to be tomorrow, Mickey?
Well, realistically, or what I'd like it to be to affect the other teams, I'd like it to be a draw to affect the other teams. But realistically, I think Harris is very competitive. He's I think 2-0, you know, 2 or 3-0, maybe 2-1. Yeah, 2-1, 3-1, I'm going to go. And
you, just to point out, you've given 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1. 3-1, yeah.
All right. Because Plymouth need to win, and I think they will come at us. And I think that will probably be our advantage where we'll suddenly be able to get a break. But I still think that they will score.
I think we'll be okay. I think Harris, there is no way in hell that Neil Harris will allow any of our players to put in a subpar performance tomorrow. Not a chance. There's no way he will accept it. And if they are playing poorly, he'll have them off sharpish because he's not going to want to lose that game. I don't think he'd be happy with a point either, but as long as he doesn't lose it, I think he'll be happy. Personally, I think we'll win the game tomorrow. I think that comment that Dan put up there is spot on. Plymouth have to come at us. They have to get something from the game, I think, because of, you know, other teams around them could pick up points. So I think we'll be okay, and I think we'll get the job done. I'm going to go 2-0.
But how
not so comfortable?
How pleased are you that that we're not in that scenario? What some of these boys are. I would be, mate. It's a bit like last year where we were going into it and we had probably the worst fucking second half we've ever had in our entire life. Going into tomorrow in potentially what, say you're going into what, maybe Plymouth position or
Sheffield Wednesday. If you were in Sheffield Wednesday position.
Yeah.
Just above the relegation zone. It's not and I'll be honest, and we'll do end of season shows, we'll talk about it, we'll go into detail, you know, about what's happened this season. I went to Huddersfield, and when I left Ben, Omar, Kai, all up there, we left that ground walking back to the cars and the trains and whatever, going, we're relegated. It's done. We just thought we were absolutely dead and buried. There was no fight, no passion, just nothing. The fact that they're now safe, they've won 3 games in a row, is absolutely superb. And it's just it's nice to go to a game of football and not have any pressure on it. We can enjoy tomorrow. You know, Roy Lana will be there, obviously, at the start before kickoff, getting his award. That'll be quite a nice atmosphere. One thing I do want to touch on before we do start to wrap this up and you know, come to a close.
Oh, we're not going to wrap it up. We're just going to go on forever now.
Who come up with the idea to put the Player of the Season awards after full time?
Do you know what it is?
It's obvious why it is.
There's two reasons for that. What I'm against, right, is one that if you don't want people to enter the pitch, then basically have enough stewards to stop them, or don't sell the front part of the tier, whatever. Do whatever needs to be done to stop them. If you want to stop them, you can stop them. And let me just put that into more context. There is, I don't mind. If you're a kid running on the pitch, to just run on the pitch, take a selfie, whatever, and get the fuck off. But grown-ass men, it's questionable. But no doubt Omar will be on there, or Joe, or someone will be on there tomorrow, or, you know, Chaps or whatever, you know. But it'll be questionable. But, and I'm joking there, but putting, to me, end of season awards, why charge people a bundle of money to come to the end of season awards if you're going to do it on a pitch? Because the end of season awards pretty much work out. If they start at 6 o'clock, you have dinner, you have a few awards through the dinner, and then literally dinner finishes, the players fuck off anyway. But realistically, you already know who's going to have won before that. So,
yeah, what's the don't point get me wrong. Paying? I've been to a couple of them over the last sort of few years, and it's a decent night. Don't get me wrong, like it is a decent night. But there you go, because you were found on the board.
And Neil Harris, but Neil Harris, John Berylson, Steve Kavanagh. Yeah, have some of that.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think it's not going to stop people running on the pitch. First of all, running on the pitch is ridiculous, really, in my opinion. I've never understood it. I've never got why. Especially as we're 16th in the league. It's hardly anything to really celebrate, is it? Like, it's not a big deal, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, last year, obviously with what would happened and at the end of the game and the disappointment, they still ran on the pitch. I know they're going to do it tomorrow. It's not going to stop people as much as they say that that's what the reason for doing it. For me, there's no reason why, if they wanted to do a presentation, why they couldn't do it at the start of the game. When everyone's there, when more people are there to show their appreciation, I just don't understand. But I think it's one of those things. That's the decision that's been made, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, put your money on it being us the only one that's mentioned on TV. The madness is, and I don't agree with this either, but the madness is that it will be 1 year where you'll listen to commentators going, oh, it's in great spirits and all of this, or it's not in the spirit. Like, there was a pitch invasion the other night, wasn't there, somewhere, and Portsmouth. The opposition players, when they were getting bashed, weren't they? No, Portsmouth was all right. There was another one. Was it one of the lower leagues come up? I don't know. But there was a bit of some of the players getting attacked or something. And it was like, you know, oh, it's disgraceful, this and that. And you can't have, by going, oh, look at Bright, look at Portsmouth, fantastic, you know, great atmosphere, it's a party atmosphere, it's this, that and the other. And then on the other hand, go thingy. The fact of it is, if the FA, the Football League, the old bill, whatever, it's a criminal offence to enter the field of play, regardless of when it is, if there's a game on. So technically, anyone who does run on the pitch could be nicked, could be banned, could be, you know, completely and utterly fucked by the system if they really wanted to. And the way the system and the old bill are at the moment, you suddenly, you know, I wouldn't put anything past them. But kids, fine. Run on, take your selfie, get the fuck off. And that's it. That to me is what it's all about. Going on there, goading the away fans and all that. What's the point? You can stand outside and do that. That's where potentially it will get a bit moody if you've got people on the pitch who don't want to be getting off the pitch, and you've got people in the crowds going, "Oi, dickhead, get off the pitch, get the fuck up." And that's when people coming back on will be getting digs like they've got before, you know, where people get, you know, like last year at the Blackburn, where people, you know, where John was going to walk around and people needed to get off the pitch and stuff, you know, it was, that's the problem you have, is that that's when tensions are high and that's where, you know, you're sort of building yourself up to go, do you remember that geezer? I might go now. Where's my string vest? Do you remember that geezer with the string vest? What was that, against Leicester, wasn't it? I think that was Leicester. Yeah, but Pete, you see, Peter, right? Anyone, if it was the last game at the Den, anyone and everyone, I wouldn't have an issue with you going on the pitch. Get your memorabilia, get your bit of grass, whatever it is. I wouldn't have an issue with that. But we're 16th currently. We might not be 16th come the end of tomorrow because, no. You know, what Stoke said, Stoke could come up or you know, we could... By the end of the season, we could be, you know, higher, lower, whatever. And what's the point of celebrating? You know, to me, yes, thanks, Neil. Thanks, you know, Berylson and family and all that. And just, you know, do it. I would just say, look, just prove everything wrong for a season. You know, just do something for the season to let it go on rather than you
apparently
being there till 6 o'clock at night.
QPR got a third. Jesus, that's Leeds' burst bubble. What a shame. Jesus.
Yeah, but they're still second at the moment, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but Ipswich will have two games in hand and only a point behind.
Yeah.
So that's Leeds' bubble burst. Peter come back and said, I'd have trouble getting over the gate now. It's all right, mate. It happens to the best of us. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Wow, 3-0. Well...
That's it, mate, isn't it? Good power of mine on the pitch, was it? Good power of mine ran on the pitch during the game and chinned to Cardiff player. Okay. Lurch will have a breakdown. Yeah. I would be troubled getting
Home. Oh, yeah, he'd be a bad one. He'd be out.
BBC Cav statement. Yep, saw that. I read that. It weren't that bad. Good to know.
I did see, though, on that, it's interesting. They said that they're moving to a new ticket provider that would...
that was interesting, wasn't it?
Do a new, what is it, season ticket buyback and a reward scheme or something that they want to try and bring.
So with the buyback now, if you wanted to, you'll give someone your season ticket, wouldn't you? Allegedly, right? If you wanted to, you'll go, here's your season ticket, you go in. If I can't make it, yeah, you go, whatever, right? But I wonder if, if the club will be taking a fee out of that.
Who knows?
So that you'll sell it back, they'll take a fee out of it and then go on from there. So, we'll wait and see. On the news that Leeds are obviously doing what they're doing, I think we probably just need this.
That's quality. That
we have to laugh.
It's absolute quality.
It is. And we have to laugh at Leeds. You know, enjoy yourself.
What was the name of that bloke who kept joining Arthur, the Leeds fan, who kept commenting on all the show? I wonder how Arthur's feeling tonight. I'm pretty sure he's
we banned him, I think. Depressed. He can't get back in. So,
yeah. No, I know, but he'd be sitting at home when desperate for Leeds to get over the line, and it looks like they've blown it. So good luck to Ipswich. Hopefully they can overtake Leeds and that'll all be settled.
That's exactly what I was saying there, mate. Yeah, if you give your mate your season ticket, you don't have to tell, don't do it now. But I'm just saying that it's there. So yeah, anyone else fancy a Leeds forum? I think that's quite a good call there from Pete.
Someone said apparently the Leeds TV feed is an absolute meltdown as we speak. So if you are finished with us,
YouTube?
I don't know. Someone commented and said that Leeds TV is in absolute meltdown moment. So
let's have a look. Hang on, one sec. Because if it is, we'll have a look at it quickly in 1 minute, and we'll see if we can comment and laugh at it. Where are we? Leeds TV.
There was also a comment earlier on about who we think is going to finish second in the Player of the Season awards, because we all know who's going to win first. I think it's quite obvious. While Mickey's looking at the looking up for Leeds TV and see if we can find that, who do you guys think will be second in the Player of the Season vote? Personally, I think it will be George Honeyman. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think he's the one that the fans will vote for. Me, if you could pick second, I would personally put Jafet Tanganga in with a shout. I think he's been superb since he came back in. Slightly biased, obviously, as everyone knows, probably a favourite of mine, George Saville. But I think and Brooke Norton Cuffey, honourable mentions as well this season. But I certainly think Tanganga or George Honeyman for second and then the other one for third. Any other opinions? Dan Riggs has put Honeyman second, Sabs third. Well, we're waiting for Mickey to see if he can get on to.
No, I don't think there's any live YouTube. Not proper Leeds fans, shall we say? There's some live ones there, but they're not proper Leeds. So there's not many there. So Leeds TV is probably on, but
Mark,
yeah, it's not the one I'm looking at.
Mark, are you wearing your shorts as it's the last day at the Den? Sorry to disappoint, but I won't be wearing my shorts tomorrow. I'll be in jeans probably, because there's a few of us going out after the game for a drink or two. So by the time that comes around, I don't think I'll be... I think shorts might be a little bit too cold, I'm afraid. If you want to see me in a pair of shorts, as I said, I am playing in the charity game on the 17th of... May.
I did wonder where you were going with that.
Yeah, I thought you did. Look on your face. But yeah, playing in the charity game, 17th of May for the Food Hub. I believe entry's free. They don't charge for it. They ask for some donations to the Food Hub. And yeah, so if you fancy coming along, by all means, come give us a watch. Go on.
There's a hell of a lot of watch-alongs, but none of them are cracking. So yeah, they're not like Leeds ones where we could have trolled them. So yeah.
And yes, tomorrow I think the weather's going to be absolutely shocking. I've heard that. So yeah, shorts out the question, I'm afraid, for me. Michael Dunn, player of the season, Lenny, Savs and Tango third. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. I think Tanganga's been excellent. Had he been a summer sign-in, I definitely think he would have been in for player of the season. But yeah, Dan Rigg, Joe Bryan had surgery. Rumours are he slipped over on a latte sachet. Oh dear, it's just not worked out for Mr. Bryan, is it? Consistently injured. That seems to have got a few laughs. Although, Dan, you are laughing at your own joke, so not sure about that. I thought Stephen had OnlyFans for a minute. No, not at all. That's who is it? Oh, you're the OnlyFans connoisseur, aren't you, Mick? So,
lovely.
I bet they wish Dan was still around.
I don't know. There is a guy with Leeds who looks thoroughly upset. To be fair, he looks absolutely mortified. To be fair, mate, poor fella. Hang on, I'll post the link in the chat. I'll post a link in this group so that you can all go on the live. He looks really depressed, to be fair, but I don't know if he's a Leeds fan or not. It's just Joe Football Show it is, but I don't know. Let me I'll put it in the chat. One second, here we go. Where can I put it in the chat? Oh, there we go. I can do it that way, can't I? Yeah, hang on. I don't need to go that way, I can go that way. And you can all go in and laugh at Leeds in a minute, once I can get it up. But yeah, I think we're pretty much it. We've dragged it on long enough, I think. I am thinking about next week, because it's the last day of possibly starting a little bit earlier, possibly. Maybe start at 7 and go through for a couple of hours.
Yeah, last game of the season. But we will be back on Sunday for Sunday Night Live, hopefully to discuss another win, little bit of role reversal, talking about the final words. Just from me, I think, again, thank you for all the support on the charity stuff. Really, really appreciate it.
Got two more items going up for the charity next few days as well.
Yeah,
got those two boxes.
So they'll be going up. They're all cool bits and pieces that have been made for us. I think Richard, who was watching earlier, I believe, thank you for that. As Mickey said, the channel's grown massively over the last...
The link's in the chat now, gents and ladies.
A couple of couple of months and the year or so. So thank you for everyone that watches. Thanks for everyone that likes, comments. And Peter, I sit in block 10, mate. If you come and find me, I'm right in the middle. You're more than welcome to come and find me. I do have a couple of the key rings left over. I think, Mickey, you're there tomorrow, aren't you? Have you key rings on you and stuff?
So, yeah, I am there at some point. So, yeah, I don't know what time I'm getting there, but I will be there at some point. So, hopefully as long as everything clicks in and goes well. So, yeah. Go over and join that fella, mate. Have a look at him. He is highly, highly depressed. Bless him. And he doesn't look happy. He doesn't look happy at all. Bless him.
Well, as I say, it's been really. We've had a good show. We had a good time doing this. Obviously, thanks for everybody that that likes, as I say, watches, who subscribe to us. We do this because we enjoy doing it, but it's thanks to you guys that we're able to do it so often and bring the content that we do. So thanks for supporting us. There is a few more shows to come. We've got Sunday and we'll have next week, obviously, for the last game. We will do some end of season stuff, so keep an eye out for that.
Maybe we should do ours. What about our doing ours next Friday night? We'll do our end of season bit there, maybe. That could be
an idea. Could try it earlier. But as I say, we'll try and get a few people involved in it. We'll talk about it. But we've still got some shows to go, and we'll have some bits and pieces for you at the end of the season. But thank you for all the support. And I say last time game tomorrow. If you see any of us, come and say hello. Bye-bye.
Giddy up and get away. Oh, we're going Millwall, how we're going today. Here we go. Rocking all over the dance.
I didn't press it early enough, did I?
We are still live.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.